Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined by Ajay Sahai, Director of Technical Marketing at ContextStream. Welcome, Ajay.
Thank you, Allison. Pleasure to be here.
So, Ajay, why don't we just start out with a brief introduction of ContextStream and some exciting news that you guys have had over the last few months.
ContextStream was a startup in the Bay Area. We were focused on the telecom operator space, and we got acquired in July by HP. As you probably know, HP is splitting into two parts, and we will be part of HP Enterprise. We are the Open Daylight Carrier SDN solution, and we're very excited to be here at this SDN Congress because with the help of our partner Intel, we are showcasing here a very exciting demo on some Intel servers, showcasing our software switch where we can do a billion rules and one terabyte of throughput. There has been a lot of demos in the industry in terms of throughput, but till now, there was no benchmark for number of rules. Hardware switches tend to be very limited in the number of rules because content addressable memory built into the chips, the table size is limited. But with software, you can get to a lot more rules, and telecom operators tend to need those rules. We're trying to showcase an important step forward in trying to make SDN and NFV real for the communication service provider marketplace.
Let's peel that story back a little bit and start with the difference between carrier-grade SDN switching and what you might find in a traditional enterprise data center environment.
In a carrier-grade fabric, the fabric is basically bringing together virtual network functions. And a lot of the functions in a telecom environment are basically what IETF used to call middle boxes. In terms of IT lingo, would be sort of workloads which are very I/O intensive. They do a little bit light processing on a per packet basis, but it's in and out as quickly as possible. It's a different kind of communication. In a communication service provider environment, a lot of time you have real-time requirements. You have communication service providers that also have very high availability requirements for regulatory reasons. If somebody is not able to make a 911 call, it can be a very bad experience for the consumer and naturally liabilities associated with it. So the software infrastructure around which their network builds has to keep all this in mind and make it robust. So you need optimization for throughput, optimization for high availability, low latency. And so these are some of the characteristics that you need in the infrastructure. As you probably know, the industry is in the process of making a transition from proprietary hardware to industry standard platforms. A lot of the proprietary platforms were optimized for performance and high availability. And each function did that inside the box. When you are transitioning to a software environment, instead of trying to replicate that inside each application, it makes much more sense to try to standardize it, bring it into the infrastructure, and make the infrastructure more robust. Then operators have a choice of best of breed VNFs, and they can try a lot of new different things, try out new applications for a few users here and there, and if things work out, you can roll them out on a larger basis. This really helps in keeping up with your goals in terms of high availability and reliability, and also provides you with the latitude to experiment with new things and achieve the agility that people are looking for.
Well, and I would assume that you move from, and you alluded to it before, you move from fixed function device to software-defined device, you have much more flexibility in how you're addressing scale. And so let's talk about the demo today and why this matters. Can you put it into context of how a comm service provider would benefit from having this additional scale to play with?
You know, one of the things that happens in a telecom environment a lot is traffic patterns change. There is some predictability to the change, but sometimes there are unforeseen events and they can change quite drastically. Before all this transition happened, I'll take an example of the voice network. Typically, you used to have these telecom switches and they used to install capacity in, let's say, Portland and in San Francisco, you know, let's say, a given area code, and the capacity would have to be installed for the traffic that you might see on one day in the year, which historically in the US was Mother's Day, because everybody would make phone calls that day. So you basically made a CapEx decision based on what the peak traffic would be on a Mother's Day, and then most of the year the capacity would be lying unused. So it is very common for operators to see less than about 30% average utilization on the infrastructure. And this is how the number of rules actually ties into this is, you want to deploy software-defined infrastructure in smaller bytes. So you can have lots of different instances of functions,
mm-hmm.
but then you need capability in the infrastructure that you can take these large traffic streams, which can be small at some times of the day, grow very large, and if unforeseen events happen, they can get very large. But when they happen, you should be able to take the traffic in little streams and be able to take these out to these little instances of functions and spin them up as needed and then take the traffic to them. That's where you need these number of rules so that you can take the traffic in any direction you want, in and out, as we were talking about before. So we try to do this on a per customer basis. So imagine every smartphone user may have their own four or five rules individually installed for them in the network. And as they come online, the rules are put in the network. When they go away, the rules are deleted. And depending on the aggregate number of users, you may have 50 functions deployed at some point in the day. And maybe at night, you might just go to 10 functions because, you know, people are sleeping.
Well, hopefully. Not me last night, but that's okay. And I can assume that this would give a lot of flexibility to their CapEx investment because they're utilizing their equipment at a much higher level of utilization.
Yes, I think what we will see, and this will happen over time, and this is just my hypothesis here, but we will see the industry evolve. You can see it actually today, for instance, on the AWS marketplace, where you can rent capacity,
mm-hmm.
not just compute, but you can rent, let's say, a firewall or a router by the hour,
mm-hmm.
right? So we will move from these CapEx models to models where operator, they might need 10 instances of routers and they might pay for them by the hour.
Right.
It'll work for both sides. And I think we will see evolution to these kinds of models in the future.
I know that you guys have optimized your solution with some of our enabling tools to take advantage of underlying processor features. Can you talk a little bit about that collaboration?
We've been working with Intel very closely in trying to achieve these kinds of performance numbers, and one of the key features here is because we hit so many rules, you can't expect to have on one server 200 million rules. So by having about six servers, we hit the billion mark. So you can't have them in cache. The on-chip cache doesn't work at that kind of number. So things like NUMA node pinning and the new form factor of the PCI, those are some of the breakthroughs that we have been utilizing. Also, of course, there are so many cores now. We dedicate like two cores on the CPU for these kind of performance numbers. And also, we are using the Intel NICs. So a lot of technology from Intel.
So obviously a demo here in Dusseldorf at the conference. What is next for this solution?
So this is the first time we've actually been able to assemble the required amount of hardware to do this. The next step is we will continue pushing the envelope in terms of the performance, test this out at different packet sizes, see the latency trade-offs,
mm-hmm.
and establish benchmarks in the industry on how hardware switches are measured in terms of throughput latency and things like that. And we will be subjecting our switch, which is running on Intel platforms, to those kinds of tests that are already existing in industry, but with a lot more rules and enabling a lot more flexibility for the operators.
Well, Ajay, if folks are listening online, they want to hear more about the solution, where would you point them to for more information?
Well, we have information on the HP website, and of course, there is a lot more information available on the Intel Network Builders website.
Well, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you.